Poll, half of Americans share Trump's nationalist worldview over globalism. By John Binder on November 16, 2018. About half of all likely American voters share President Trump's nationalist worldview that the interests of the United States and its citizens should be put ahead of the interests of the globe. In a new Rasmussen Reports poll, about 50% of likely voters said when there are international problems, they are most interested in finding a solution that benefits the U.S. and American citizens rather than a solution that is better for the world. A minority of 44% of Americans said they are more interested in finding solutions that benefit the globe, rather than the U.S. and American citizens. The poll comes as Trump embraced himself as a nationalist, shunning globalism as a failed ideology that puts the needs of economic global elites and world organizations ahead of the interests of the nation-state and citizens. A globalist is a person that wants the globe to do well, frankly, not caring about our country so much, Trump said at an October campaign rally. You know what I am? I'm a nationalist. Okay? A nationalist. Use that word. The poll reveals that not only do half of Americans share Trump's nationalist worldview, but the vast majority of GOP voters and conservatives do as well. More than 75% of Republicans said the interests of Americans should come before the interests of the world, while 74% of conservatives said the same. Even a significant number of Democrats and independent voters favor nationalism over globalism. Among Democrats, more than 30% said the U.S. should be put first ahead of global problems, while 44% of independent voters agreed. The trend towards nationalism has been hinted at in polling over the last year. December 2017, when Rasmussen Reports asked likely voters, has U.S. foreign policy in recent years put America first, or has it been more interested in the rights of those in other countries? Nearly half said, it has been more interested in the rights of those in other countries. Since the Iraq War began at the height of President Bush's foreign interventionism, nearly 4,500 American armed service members have been killed, while at least 32,000 have been wounded. More than 15 years after the Bush Wars began, Americans have continued to die overseas, with two U.S. soldiers being killed in Iraq just last year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.